Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, yo, what's happening, everybody? This is Roll Call FM. It's your boy Van here. We got a very special show for you guys today. We got my boy Don Artistry on. We're going to show some love to the Neptunes. So let's just jump right into it. I want to get it started like this.
Ay, 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 chiquitito.
We showing love to the Neptunes today.
Set some. Chest out, in and out, in and out. Lift your arm, in a circle, swing out, hang out, bang out. Show these motherfuckers right where you're from.
Set some.
Chest out, in and out, in and out. Lift your arm, in a circle, swing out, hang out, bang out. Show these motherfuckers right where you're from.
Coolest of the cool, I'm the goddamn man. Heat is so hot, need a goddamn fan. Everybody won't gangster. Suckers don't live it till they talking through their glass. Like, see you in the.
Shout out to Snoop.
That's not the big boss dog. I've been in it since a young and I'm an east side hog. 21st Street ride, rolling with my partners. Hat to the back in the rags, filling vodka. Stopping through the city in my big blue chucks. Little homies on the corner, not giving a fuck. So I chunked up the set like what's happening with you. Should I just do what I do? I'm just stacking it too. It's what he said to a low as I dipped on out. Or as we say on the east side, you
crypto now.
See the sunshine and palm trees living it up. Don't forget the black boys giving it up. Where you from, low?
Chest out, in and out, in and out. Lift your arm, in a circle, swing out, hang out, bang out. Show these motherfuckers right.
We just playing records.
Chest out, in and out, lift your arm, in a circle, swing out, hang out, bang out. Show
hold on, y'all remember this? Hold on.
Oh!
Pelotique.
Oh!
Big Queen.
Pelotique. Oh!
Friday.
She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you. What you wanna do, nigga? What you trying to do, nigga? What you wanna do, nigga? What you trying to do?
Yeah. You're in a all pop beat, say what? That nigga's the man. With his manager Chris and the label the jam. Still flossing, showing your rocks. Ain't you dudes heard Grammy, man, we stole your watch. It go Indian style, knees bent and die cheeky. Strapped with the baby deck BT. Juicy at the bar, looking good in the brown dress. More than six shots and them things ain't around yet. But Sana all thugged out loud and clear. Said fuck the straight Henny, just grab me a beer. You see I'm reppin' now, and my mommy's I got a weapon now. Shoot at them clowns at their feet, they hot stepping out. Left that whack label cause I don't like Chris. I'm like a hammer that you hold in your hand. I make hits at the white boy club while I'm buying the bar. They like, hey now, you're an all-star. It go.
Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you. What you wanna do, nigga? What you trying to do, nigga? What you wanna do, nigga? What you trying to do?
Yeah, I spit Mac millimeter rhymes. Kill a leader in line. My nigga Peter got a heater of mines. Niggas still lying. And they whack ass bars. Only time they seen jail when they watching Oz. I'm in the club pissy drunk like da, 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 da. And mommy took a papa like da, 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 da. Adios, kill your soul in me body.
happy too. I treat life like a fast car, lower my fee. I try to deal and sell more records than Creed. Been a hustler, way before Melvin Flint. A criminal, don't need no prince. These dudes gave me a brick and ain't seen me since. Caught up with them, had them dudes straight hopping the fence. They go,
boy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you what you wanna do, nigga.
Hold on.
What you trying to do, nigga? What you wanna do, nigga?
Yeah, hold what on. You trying I remember this?
Yeah. This bad boy, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. Neptunes.
Come on. Come on. Just
like. And we won't stop.
Like this right here.
Cause we can't stop.
Just like.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's not.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I was on 125 in St. Nick. Chillin' with the.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I gotta bring that one back. Hold up now.
Yeah. This bad boy, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. Neptunes.
Come on. Just like.
And we won't stop.
Like this right here.
Cause we can't stop.
Just like.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's not.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I was on 125 in St. Nick. Chillin' with this chick named Tom DeLeo. Was a hot girl and everybody wanted to slay her. But she wasn't fond of players. Only wanted ballers to spoil her. Six figures and camcorders. So what you tryna tell me, dear? I got Bentley Benson and Mr. Belvedere. And I just wanna blow your mind. I'm talking literally blow your mind. My repertoire is menage a trois and exotic cars, chilling with the hottest stars. And it ain't no stop to this. I can't help it, I'm an optimist. And I'ma make your head bop to this. And at the end, you gon' rock to this. Now say my name, come on.
The D, the I, the D, the D, the Y, the D, the I.
Yeah. Before the corny fab outfits.
Rolling, go to cedar, stash in a dash, hold two heaters, block out, put holes through beaters, ghetto fast, throw through cheaters, ballin'. Brooklyn Dawn, addicted to Chris, hook them Dawn. 50 G's, hook the song. Ma, I wanna see how you lookin' thongs. Hustlin', guys are simpos. Cause I chop rocks the size of Mentos. Blame me, I tried the hen hoes. Look at the hurt, your eyes are squint closed. Pimpin', here's a new way to flirt. Now listen to the two way you learn, it goes. Let's go, VIP, boo, raise your skirt. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. Holla back, youngin'. Uh-huh. Holla back. Uh-huh. Holla back, youngin'.
Uh-huh. Is it okay if I switch it up a little bit?
I know I may be young.
I might have to let this one rock.
I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go. And just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always saying, little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, cause dancing's what I love. Yeah. See this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing.
I remember this premiering on TRL. Let's keep it rocking though. Y'all know I was gonna play this.
Yeah. I don't think y'all ready for this one. Queen B knockout.
Shout out to Ray J.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Working all day, and now it's on. Pull up and don't pay, and the line is long. Girls in the club, you wanna ice grilling his thugs. I wanna thump. Is it cause I'm a shine? Major ice. I'm talking about blind ya. Vegas lights. Never on the scene without my team. Cali, sticky green.
It's on and popping. The DJ's rocking. Chickens is watching. It's on tonight. You had a long day, yo. But the sham by the case loads. Pocket full of pesos. It's on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hey, hey. Girl, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hey, hey.
Yo, if y'all know the words, say it with me.
Wait a minute. Working all day.
Friday night.
And don't pay.
And the line is long.
Roll call FM.
Club, you wanna ice grilling his thugs. I wanna thump. Is it cause I'm a shine? Major ice. I'm talking about blind ya. Vegas lights. Never on the scene without my team. Cali, sticky green. So much you go through. Only problems know you. Let's party like we supposed to. It's on tonight. There's not a right away. You've had a tired day. Let's party the night away. It's on tonight.
Girl. Real Mersey.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You gonna get into the show soon, but
girl, wait a minute.
I wanna play one more jump before we get into the show fully.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That okay with y'all?
Hey.
You niggas was not outside. Should be Harlem shaking right now.
From the CEO to across the seas, I'm guaranteed to make everybody bounce with me. Been on the rip it down any place I be. You can copy, but it's only gonna be one me. I don't ride no cars if the man come rimming. 14, I done started up a whole epidemic. Look, y'all know what I'm talking about. Ever since I hooked up with the homie down south. TV shows, magazine covers, girls in groups saying we go with each other. Sold out shows, pocket full of cake. What you know about selling Trace Mill out the gate? I'm the hottest thing around. Neck full of bling bling like the
Neptune sound.
Block from the left, right, front and rear. When I step up in the spot, this is all I hear.
I said little bow wow, you just don't know the way you move so fast.
Get into the show. Let's hear from Don, and then we'll jump back into some more songs, man. Appreciate y'all. This is Roll Call FM.
A lot. So my bad.
Nah, you good? You good?
I'm trying to get used to it. This I'm only on day one.
Nah, you good, man? We back up in here. Roll Call FM, episode 2. It's a new year, 2023. Your boy Van is back in here. My brother Burns. Say what's up, Burns.
What's good, y'all? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, man. How y'all doing? So we back in here, man, with a very special episode for you guys, man. Like, we got, first of all, I want to introduce our guest, man. Our boy, our brother, guy in Milwaukee's finest, man. You finally got him on the podcast. He's been ducking us for years, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Been trying to have him on. You
know I was doing a little Kim dance.
Type shit. We got our boy Donnie, man. Don Artistry up in here, man. Yo, let's make some noise for Don. Everybody clap it on, y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The people's champ.
We're going to chop it up with him, but also we're going to pay homage to So this year has been all about getting back to my inspirations, shit that's been moving me for years. And I got to start at the top for me. That's how I touch that whole Star Trek movement, the whole Neptune movement. Y'all know what that was when that happened. Y'all niggas know what it was when y'all heard that grinding beat on them lunch tables, man. You know what I mean? Y'all remember what that was like. So throughout this episode, we're going to pay homage to them, talk about, you know, just growing up, listen to that kind of music. And we're going to talk to Don about him. So before we get started, anything, Don, how are you doing, brother? How are you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling highly favored.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just blessed and happy to be here with y'all right now. I know I've been ducking the fade.
Yeah, you have, brother. I ain't want to.
I've been ducking the smoke.
I didn't want to put you out there, but like we've been like, yo, Don, when you doing the pod? When you coming on the pod, man?
Hey, listen, it's a new
year. What was the hold up? What was your reservation?
You know, mic situation.
It be like that.
You know, and then I had a Asus laptop. You know, that's broke boy status. So you
right,
know,
right.
You know, my uncle hooked me up with the Samsung Galaxy Book for, you know, art and shit. But you know, I'm using it for other things. But I don't want to. But you don't want to disclose on that. But you know, we here.
That's what happens when you spend too much money on Carhartt.
Yeah, man. We're gonna talk about the fit and the fashions. You're gonna talk about all that, man. But yo, so Don, what do you got planned for 2023, man? Like, I've been seeing you doing a lot of cover art and stuff like that. You always dropping gems and stuff in the chat as things you're working on. So what you got going on for real?
Man. I know for January, I'm starting off the end. I'm gonna end the month real nice with y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a nice little playlist. I can't give y'all the title.
Right. Oh, that's all right.
Can't give y'all the title yet.
That's okay.
But just know, can I cuss on here? It's gonna be a little nigga shit on there, and it's gonna be a little Cali Uchi. You know what I'm saying? Stuff on there, you know, K-Electronica, all that, you know.
Yeah,
I know I said his name wrong. Respect.
Kitchenada.
Yeah, you know.
I appreciate all your playlists, man. Like, Don to drop a playlist, and you'd be like, damn, bro, I needed to listen to this at this time. They're always very timely.
It'd be perfect timing.
People realize with my playlist, I do like rap stuff, and then I get in my different bag with like dance and all that. I like to do a little transition with the flow. I want to go straight forward. Oh, this dude is gonna put all rap, and then I hit you with some fucking NRD or Neptunes type stuff like what we're talking today. So, outside of that, I think I'm gonna drop some art. And if y'all know who I love in wrestling right now, it's a superior black woman. You know what I'm saying? The EST.
Yeah.
Of the WWE.
Yes, sir.
Bianca Belair. Y'all seen the clips. Y'all seen when
world's,
I was
like, world's, I'm world's gonna fall greatest.
I seen when I see her. Yes, right, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. So I want to talk to you about this digital gallery that you do, man. Like, how did you come up with that idea, the concept? Because we've seen it kind of like just within the chat. We kind of seen it like grow throughout the years and how you expanded on the... what it originally was, what it is now. So how'd you kind of come up with the concept and how do you see it progressing moving forward?
So I think this was about 3-4 years ago. I think it was, you know, we was in a pandemic, so I got to remember 2008, 2009.
Times a little different now because of the whole corona shit, man. Like,
yeah, but man, I was like, I'll be on my Instagram and stuff, and I'll be normally like sharing stuff on my regular page.
Right.
And people kept saying like, bro, you like you the gatekeeper of this thing. Like, you know, everybody, you follow everybody. So one day I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to do shit for the creators. Just like myself. I'm going to put the people who do the fashion shit, people who do the photograph shit, people who do art just like me, and people who just capture the culture and put it all together in one. And, I know I haven't made one since, let me see, 2002.
I think it was like 3 months ago, I think, 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, well, I think you're talking about the Select the Palette. Select the Palette is like the practice for a digital gallery. It's this stuff like, this is fire, but it won't make the gallery. It's not gallery level.
Like an omnimension kind of thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So, I think last one I did was 2020. Look, I'm fucking up years and shit. 2020 or 2021. Mm-hmm. And I said this year, the first thing smoking coming in February, which is my birthday month, y'all. You know, February 17th, same day as
Michael. Let the ladies know your sign, man. Let them know.
You know, Aquarius, you know, okay. Sun, moon, okay. Sun, moon, Mercury, you know, Libra rising. You know, me, right. You know, me and Beyonce gang, you know, Libra rising. Shout out to y'all.
Right.
You know, hit me, ladies. I'm single. But yeah, I'm bringing it back in February. I'm gonna drop the logo within the next 2 weeks. I'm just putting everything together with it. I just wanted to make it feel like, okay, he trying to go bigger with a bigger scale with it,
right,
and not just be a whole bunch of pictures. Like, let's have a logo and have a presentation to it. Mm-hmm. So right. Every game can feel
make it something that people like truly anticipate and wait for.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because I think that'd be better with the you know, algorithm with Instagram and all that shit.
Yeah, because Instagram's, you know, algorithm is very weird. I think I kind of had a gauge on it a few years ago, but now I just have no idea what's going on Instagram. Like,
that shit weird. Because yeah, you'll see a picture from 2020 that you liked on there. I'm like,
type shit.
Like, man, for real.
It'd be like, oh, you. Or some shit that they telling you missed, so you gotta like it. Like, oh, you missed this, August 2021. Like, what?
Or it'd be some from somebody you don't even follow. So it's like,
yeah,
you
know,
exactly.
It's a lot of different shit going on there, man. But so what are some of your inspirations? Are they all music based, or are they like artist based? Like, where are you draw your inspirations from?
Man. It's crazy because I get like shit from everybody. Like I'm watching what Tyler Creator is doing, like what his brand. Then I'm looking over here on the side where ASAP Rocky is doing, and then I'll fuck around and see what Cause is doing, or James Jean, Tekashi, and then all of a sudden I even get inspired by wrestlers, like how Rey Mysterio presents himself. Like, yeah, I've been watching Rey Mysterio since probably 2002, 2003. It's just like the way he present himself, like different colors. Like one, like he'll come out with Spider-Man. He'll come out with a Spider-Man pattern, and then next week he'll come out looking like Wolverine. It's just super dope. So I always get my inspiration from the people I'm inspired by. Like, my Mount Rushmore of like people is Pharrell, Allen Iverson, Jeff Hardy, LeBron James. And I gotta look at my notes, y'all. I'll give y'all the last one later.
There's a lot of people, I'm sure, on there, man. I'm sure there's a lot of people on there. And speaking for real, this is obviously the Star Trek episode of Roll Call. What was your first exposure to Pharrell? What was the first time you remember seeing Pharrell? And like,
man, let me think.
We'll go around on this one because I want to know what it is for you too, Burns. I want to know. Like,
I already know what mine is. I think I already know.
Man, I'm trying to remember because I remember, you know, when you young, you watch MTV, TRL, BET 106 and Park. Like, you see these people.
Yeah.
You don't, like, you're like, you still young, so you don't dive into their music, but you see the music videos.
Yeah, but which one that stuck to you though? Like, you seen it, it was like, oh, okay. Like,
man, what's the one? I think the first time, I think the first time I seen, I think the grinding video.
Right.
Yeah, for me, it'd probably be for me too, the same thing.
Grinding video.
Because I think that's the first time I seen Pharrell. Is it the first time?
It's probably the first time you saw him and Chad. Like,
because when did he start doing that? I forgot when he started doing that music with Jay-Z and them. Because he did the clip stuff before he started doing with Jay-Z and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was paying attention to that so much as a kid, because I get confused whether it was the grinding or was it the Rockstar video.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Those are the two ones that stick out to me. I just get confused on which one came first. You know?
Right. Because to be honest, I know them first couple of years, like you know, like I said, when you young, you just watching them on TV, you not like nose diving into like the music, like you just know a couple of songs that you see on TV.
Yeah.
Especially when we was coming up, the internet wasn't as like prevalent as it is, so mm-hmm. you really was just getting your information and like style and shit was from the TV.
Exactly. Until you got that dial up. And once you got dial up on that internet.
But first off, you had to get off the phone so you can use
word.
It. Facts. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you going like, you hear it all? It's a rap.
You like, oh, sound like T-Pain.
You know what I'm saying? Man. But nah, yeah, man. That was I remember I seen Pharrell, I think on TRL, and he had the NRD trucker hat. And I think classic. that's the first time I got interested in, like, I was focused on him talking, but I was more focused on like the design on his trucker. Like,
yeah, the trucker was hard. Like,
what is that?
Yeah, like, how can you make that and put that on a hat type stuff? Like,
yeah.
First even off, even when I was like, then, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that wasn't. He wasn't even. The way he was dressing was not like how niggas was dressing.
Yes,
it was exactly. Totally different.
He was wearing independent shirts.
Yeah,
with the big baggy jeans.
Yeah,
camo cargo shorts. Like, yeah,
like he said when Khalees tapped in with him and said, "No, nah, you got to be wearing this, and that." And then he met Nego later on. That's when his whole style evolution
really began.
And Nego's story is crazy because Nego was really, really just a fan of him. And then they just became like...
Right, making all his chains and all that. He like, man, who keep making the same chains as me but bigger? Like, like, oh, who has the same chain as me? Like,
nah, shout out to Nego, man. But
shout out to Jacob the Jeweler too, man.
Yeah, shout out to Jacob the Jeweler, man. Jacob was really that nigga back in the day. Like, everybody wanted to...
Everybody went to, yep.
A watch, little rainbow colored watch shit. Like,
man, I think the last person I seen go to Jacob the Jeweler, I think, was Drake, because he did in that song Cross video that he made.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah,
I think that's Drake, the last Drake person.
Ferg was the last niggas I seen like with a Jacob,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Shout out to Pharrell. So, we're gonna take a little break, we're gonna play some music, and then we're gonna get right back into the show talking to Don, man. SSID, Roll Call FM.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, Roll Call FM. Shout out to the Neptunes. We're going to play a few Neptune songs, produced songs by them. I could play some Fambly shit, some clip shit, but I kind of want to play some cool, chill shit. If it's cool if I play a little R&B. All right, then. How about we start with this?
This is for my number one.
This is for my most underrated beat.
Yeah, this is for my
make sure y'all go get them Valentine's Day gifts.
I can love you better, baby.
Y'all gonna sound like this nigga on the song.
This is hard to say. I wanna make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick, every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick, now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining always. I'm gonna love you better.
Real music.
Yeah. Dreams will see it too, just when you think there's nothing else I can do.
it's okay if I keep the same energy? Let's go.
Snoop shit, come on baby boo, you got to get into it. Going forward to play with the cool wit. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm always on that cool shit. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood. It, little cupid, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom and sister to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Hit her off with some pimp.
I have to let this rock a little bit.
I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these niggas when they ask who do this. But everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
Shout out to Brazil.
My baby boo shit, I get foolish. Smack a nigga that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely,
don't make the dog
lose it. We just blow draw and keep the flow moving. In a 6'4", me and baby boo cruising. Body wagging, teary get blueing. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping. Hooting, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing, and we gon' be together until your mom's moving.
Stepping in a bit. Can we keep it rocking? Hold on. Bear with me. Here we go.
Would you be my girlfriend?
Y'all remember this?
Would you be my girlfriend? Would you be my girlfriend?
That niggas was not inside watching TRL.
Would you be my
Call FM.
Love your smile.
Happy Friday.
Girl, you know that it's there. The middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be by your side?
Oh, no.
Or will it run it high?
You don't know, cause things ain't clear.
And baby, when you cry, is it gonna stand by your side? Does the man even know you're alive?
I got an idea.
Don't you be my girl?
Music.
Say you should, cause if you were my girlfriend, I'd be your shining star, the one that shows you where.
Shout out to NSYNC. Let's keep it going though.
Zaga's out, Ziggy's out, Zaga's out, anyhow, bad man now. Zaga's out, Ziggy's out, Zaga's out, anyhow, be the man of my day now. Zaga's out, Ziggy's out, Zaga's out, Neptune make number one tune, yeah. Zaga's out, Ziggy's out, Zaga.
Yeah,
that's Zaga, Zaga, Zaga. Sim
Simmer.
Be the man of the girls, them sugar.
Sim Simmer.
The girls, them red class lover.
Sim Simmer.
The girls, them need this nigga.
Sim Simmer.
When me love them
shape and figure. Yeah, the man them with the girl admire. Got the girl and make them ball out for jaja. And I me got the girls them power. Here we pull cool on my ass sing by the hour. Zaga, zaga, zaga.
There's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do.
Wow, wow.
If I could be your girl.
Zaga, 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 zaga.
If I could be your girl.
Let's keep it rocking, though.
Yo, this song.
I had to play one for the Khalees fan.
This song is for all the women out there.
Last year, Valentine's Day, you would swarmly say, babe, I love you,
yo, he's
babe,
lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick, even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't deal.
Shout out to Khalees.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I found her red coat and your bitch caught out there.
Call that phone. Let's keep it rocking though. Let's keep it rocking though.
After the night, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. That's my nigga for real. Come on. That's how it's going down. Like. Smell it.
Roll call that phone.
Smell it. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. That's my nigga for real.
Y'all better be singing along.
Celebrations with the guys I sacrifice, cause I knew you could not sleep without it. Meanwhile I love you. You are my girl. You see I thought the world of you, but you're so steady.
Hurt nigga anthem.
Tears and eyes. Should have been more smart about it. Should have cherished me. Listening to friends. Now it's the ending. And again, no story can end without it. Damn, I love you. You are my girl. You see,
I told my niggas had Heelys on. Tried to recreate the video in the bus in their
ass.
Keep it rocking though. Yeah, hold on, y'all remember this one? I'm just playing records now.
When we met, I was talking.
talking that game, parking that thing. Since then between us, a lot of things changed. Now it's like the world got a whole different aim. I can't stop chicks from saying my name. Most of it's lies. If not, don't be surprised. You knew I was balling when I met you. But really, I started laying low just to net you. I'm raw as hell, yet can't deny that you special. These girls can't either.
These niggas got too many songs.
Beavers, summer, his and her loop.
We not gonna touch everything, but...
Bother people, guess again. You even need to check your friends, saying that I cheat. Right, maybe with my heat. Got a pearl handle chrome thing that I call sweets. I greet with her, creep with her, even eat with her. Late nights under my sheets, yeah, I sleep with her. But that's it, ma, I don't love her. Don't listen to her words. She trying to split up us lovebirds, but that's not it. Now you see me buying her whips and shit. You see me sending on trips and shit. If the answer's no, don't forget.
How she know you then?
I can't leave without playing this one though.
I've been looking at you.
It wouldn't be right.
Sexy. Okay, that's a stuff. Don't wait to get with you.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby. So sexy.
So you think about a chance. You find yourself trying to do my dance. Maybe cause you love me.
You do it well.
So then we try.
Singing a slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it on. Unless you don't care at all. But you know
we gonna play one more joint.
You should.
We gonna get back into the show,
babe.
Round it out.
Trying to be the best girlfriend you could be. Still you sneak and look at me. And girl, I love it. Then you kick your other girl a shove. Tell her you gon' call her, ask how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa. Yeah,
so then we tried.
Singing a slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gon' tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I
want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it on. Unless you don't care at all. But you know
I'm gonna have to start bringing in dedicated records next episode.
We got another one for real.
Dance.
I claim for real you the truth.
I was gonna cut it.
Young great home.
I might have to let whole verse rock a little.
Let me talk to you. I'ma keep it real. Every time your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant
in front of a
audience like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on. But truth be told, you threw me for a loop this whole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling Denzel and acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Stuntin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Hold on. Let's get into the last song. Then we're gonna get right back into the show. More Don Artistry. This is Roll Call FM.
You should stop front, babe. Come on. We do this in our sleep, nigga.
It's a sleeper joint, right?
You ever been in love before? I wanna holler at you, Mike.
Take your lady to the dance floor.
I gotta admit that sometimes.
We gotta bring back slow dancing.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Pete, give it to me one time.
A little central wind us up.
There's something about this girl and from around my way.
Around the way.
Ever try to hold back your feelings?
Yeah.
Would it just wouldn't stay? But when I finally found the words to say, I wanted to run away.
Run away, run away.
Can't lie to myself. Back to
yourself. Back to yourself.
shout out to Lauren London in the video.
Hey, yes sir, that's her. But it wasn't like that back when I met her. What? The lavish life from all the dose fun. Before the double R had to hitchhike thumb. Her friends didn't like niggas like us. But I arrested the coochie and the feelings got cuffed. Spiderweb sex must have got caught up. But there's more to it, I remember once. Saying less shit on the peons. Let's go to Vegas and watch Celine Dion. Make them say what we on. You say no like you was doing it for eons. Fuck it, I just hum and let the watch give off the neons. When it rains, it pours. I laugh to myself when I change the score. You said my sex was a lot, but my brain gave you more. There's something about how your ex was a toy. I guess he played games. There's only diamond dice here, not trying to justify. But when you shut your eye, you can touch the sky. You in trouble, ma. And you should pray about speed. But it's just about you. What that say about me? But when I finally found the
words to say,
I wanted to run.
It's about to be my new karaoke song.
Send me run away.
Check it out.
Can try to act and hide. Won't back at the friend.
Hold on, I want to play one more song. I lied, let's go.
I want to talk to you.
I had to play this. From Evan to Evan.
Thinking about the time we shared and how I wasn't there. It hurt me. These people overwork me. Then I heard maybe soon you'll leave. Excuse me, Lord, if you have tricks up your sleeve. I'm not ready to be believed. I know I'm always asking for something or another, but this time it's just time. Cause I love her.
I just love her.
Well, baby, if he don't change his mind or fate or time.
My NER dad. NERD hat is on my phone.
You with the slime.
I be high.
Why you here? I wanna tell you something. It's that I love you, girl.
Everybody sing along this one. I wish we could.
Run to the sun and never come back. Yeah. Yesterday I tied two rocks together to symbolize our lives. Threw them in the ocean. Now they're on their ocean floor, coasting till they stop rolling so far. They know so long we'll list them. To the point that no one would even believe that we existed. I know that may sound twisted.
This might be a longer episode.
My neglect is killing me.
I'ma let this rock a little bit more and we're gonna get right back into the show.
Please have faith if you feel me. It goes by your ear. I wanna tell you something.
I love you, girl. Real music.
And I wish we could run to the sun and never come back.
Yeah.
It goes by your ear. Tell you something, that I love you, girl. And I wish we could run to the sun and never come back. Yeah.
Let's finally get back into the show.
All right, welcome back, Roco FM, man. Star Trek episode. We still here with my boy Don Artistry, man.
Yes, sir.
Don, you still gonna rock out with us? You still gonna chill with us for a little bit,
man? You know I'm cooling, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I know that I'm cool.
The time zone may be a little different, but he's hanging in there.
Time zone a little different, but yeah, right.
I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Don is known for his fashion, man. Shout out to the homie Amanda. She was like, yo, I like the way your friend dressed, man. I'm like, yeah, so that's my boy, man. Yeah. So my boy Don, man. What's your fashion looking like this year? You always ahead, man. On the curve. You putting me on the shit, you know.
Man, I'm this year I'm way more focused
on like buying like essential pieces with like no logos on them.
Okay.
Like, cause I've been so used to buying something with a logo, and then you look at your closet. I'm like, damn, I wish I had something like a high quality blank, like cardigan or jacket that go well with it. Cause when you do, I don't like doing too many logos.
Yeah. I'm not the logo guy either.
Cause I remember I used to do that heavy before like the pandemic. I got some outfits I cringe at now. Like I cringe.
Yeah.
Like I got, like, speaking of, we talking about Star Trek. I got like this one outfit. I had to take it off. I'm just disgusted by it these days. I have a Heem bucket hat on.
Okay.
With the Neptune's Presents the Clone spray shirt. Airbrush shirt. I got the
Andrew one.
OG. And I got the Nike Stussy joints on, and then I got Heem socks on that say "We created the future." That's already like 18 logos.
That's a busy outfit. That's a busy outfit, man.
So, after viewing that, I was like, man, I gotta tone it down. I gotta tone it down because I already know how I want to look like this year. Like my birthday outfits is gonna be crazy. Like it's gonna be on that grown man, but at the same time, okay, he tapped in with the streetwear, so I see what he's doing. So I'm trying to lean more into being more, because I'm finna turn 27. So you trying to switch it up, get more quality pieces.
I'm turning 27.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, right.
Man, for real, like.
Like he old,
man. Because I don't want to be the guy to be like, oh, he got the rare vintage tees, but he like, you know what I'm saying.
But
so,
you're known for like your vintage pieces and stuff like that. You know
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. So when I do that, I want to do that more. I want to do that more with the with more quality stuff. Except, like, I want the vintage tee to be the main detail part or to fit it. That's it.
So outside of that, for like a more minimalistic kind of streamlined kind of look, I guess, this year.
In a way.
Okay.
Even though my birthday outfit is not gonna be that.
They're gonna hop out like Michael Jackson in the Rock With You video, nigga.
I can say, like, for example, people who tapped in with streetwear, it's more like some days I might pull a Jordan Clarkson.
Okay.
And then some days I might go Shea Gillis Alexander. Like, it's similar styles, but Shea is more like, you see his pieces these days. He ain't been wearing nothing crazy. It's just been all like silhouette, colors, proportions, with like no logoing or stuff. And then Jordan Clarkson, he'd do that, but then he'd come around and show you like his interest, like within his shirt or the jacket he wearing. Like, this dude came out in a Mighty Ducks jacket, some Louis Vuitton jeans, and then some fluffy slippers. Like, I'm like, boy, I wouldn't do that, but I fuck with it. So, also my main focus, I want to continue to show people like my interest through my clothes, so especially my accessories and all that. So,
So, what about you, Burns? Like, what's your 2023 looking like fashion wise? I know what it need to. Nigga, stop buying sneakers, nigga. Like,
one man that be getting all the sneakers.
All the sneakers. The thing is, I'm not a sneaker nigga, right? But Brunel is. So when he showed me all his sneaker shit, I'm like, yo, fam, how do you keep up with all this shit, man? Like,
I gotta take some shit out, and I gotta sell some shit. I gotta definitely clear that up. Yeah, I've been chilling though, low key. I really have been chilling. Especially with the whole, especially with the whole
draw for me.
That group chat looking different.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't get them, then fuck it, right? Fashion. I love the Carhartt shit. You feel me? I haven't really copped much shit from Preem. I know I'm gonna sound like a hypebeast right now, but I don't really cop shit from Preem like that. I wear whatever I already have. Crazy enough, I always fuck with Uniqlo, but
yeah,
shit, I've copped a couple of shit from Banana Republic, you know, like grown man,
shit, like,
yeah, sweaters, you feel me, chinos,
Republic, y'all.
You saw me, I wore a suit not too long ago. I'm actually going to Suit Supply soon, get like two or three more suits. I really like, if I get a chance to dress up, wear a suit, I'll do it. Man, I really love that shit. Before, I hated it. Like, as a kid, you know, I don't want to wear this. You know, they force you to wear suits and shit. But now I understand. Like, it, you know, it does something to it. It make you feel a little more.
You feel a certain way. You
know?
Like,
yeah.
No, I can't lie, y'all. I got to wear a suit this year twice, but both of my friends wouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, back-to-back months. No, not really. May and July. This whole summer. So I got to wear a suit in the summer, y'all. So I'm trying to get prepared. That's why I'm in the gym. That's why I'm not in the gym, but I'm working out at home.
I'm not in the gym, but I'm
you know, doing kettlebell workouts, you know, low impact. Yeah. Hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to get right. That's okay. You're doing something. That's all that matters. You're doing something.
Workouts hurt you.
Man, yeah. I'm telling you, my arms are sore right now, y'all.
You're doing more than me, man. You're doing more than me.
Nah, my son tapped in. So what brands y'all looking out for, man? Like, you know, every year. And it could be brands you already fuck with, you going to fuck with. But, like, what brands y'all really looking forward to what they do this year?
You can go first, Don. You go ahead.
I got a list.
It's like a Don. Already, man,
Stussy. Yeah. Carhartt work in progress.
Definitely work in progress.
Some of the black owned brands, Heem, ETC, Tacoma. Shout out my boys.
Yeah, I fuck with them heavy. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Brooks and Woods. Hopefully, Joe Fresh Goods makes some noise again, like always.
Yo, man. Shout out to Fresh Goods. But, like, yo, he got to open up that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, for real.
Open it up, G. We trying to cop something, man.
You think that's going to happen?
Every time he drop, G, I'd be like, yo. Because the thing is, you can get all the apparel. The apparel don't be an issue. Like, the merch, like, that.
It's the sneakers, yeah.
It's always the sneakers, G. Like, and then resale be like 500. I'm like, I'm going to tell y'all a little trick.
But I'm going to tell y'all off.
We got to gatekeep.
Anybody else want to know about it, they can hit Evan up and then I'll tell them that Evan can tell them.
Yeah. Tell your people to give my people. Man, you know what I mean?
But yeah, like also that. I'm going to mess with a couple small brands too because I'm always tapping in with them. That's how you make your fits look different when you tapping in with the small brands because everybody on Instagram is probably either messing with Denim Tears or JJ Jown or
shout out to Union. Shout out to Union.
What else?
Shout out Tremaine.
All of them. It's either one of those brands, Rude.
Yeah.
Man, what's the other brand?
I don't fuck with Rude. Y'all fuck with Rude, man.
Man.
I mean, nah.
I'm trying to tap in with him one day, so I'm going to be nice.
No, it's love.
But I'm not hating.
It's just definitely
a Lee Fitz brand now. Like, I only want to see athletes in that. Stuff like
type, yeah, it's become like the official NBA runway jump, like, you know,
yeah, I don't,
and they finna start, and I'm it's like they finna make Denim Tears a Lee Fitz brand now. What else? What's the guy I keep forgetting? He you know, he do the pants and then the hoodies with the church religion stuff. What's his name again?
Oh, shout out to my son Ev Bravado. Shout out to Bravado. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, shout out to Ev, man.
His brand is insane. I just seen Kawhi Leonard with it
with the jacket and shit. Yeah.
Hey, yo, Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard. He be getting some fits off, but I could tell he got a stylist.
It's the,
I can tell. Somebody
he don't smile to confirm no fits. So the stylist.
Of the Griggs brothers. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to my black brothers. But there,
Kawhi don't confirm none. He just got a straight face when you try on shit.
Man, for real.
I guess it's all in the body language instead of the facial expression. You feel me? So,
man, Kawhi like the type. Don't take the tags off his shit. He just put it on and go.
Right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try this cover today.
Yeah. It look cool. It look cool. But nah, man. So, for me, I'm really back on my SB shit, bro. Like,
yes, sir.
Man, I'm back on my SB shit, man.
It's 06 like, again.
Type shit. And, like, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to cop the new shit. Like, still, like, back in the day, it was so easy because it was so many different places you can get it from.
Yeah.
Like, for us and, like, out here in Long Island, I can go to Poets. I can go to Extra Butter. I can go to East West. I can go. So, you know, all these places, we get SBs and it wasn't even high, especially Poets. Because Poets is in Westbury in the cut ass store, and I just go in and get all my shit. But yeah, you ain't got those places out here no more. You know, streetwear, I kind of miss the streetwear retail experiences out here. But
it's all resale stores and fucking Atmos like concepts, and that's it.
Bro, I went to the mall and it's like 8 different resale stores selling Yeezy shit. I'm like, yo, what are we on? Like, how we gonna win? We be not right with them. Like, y'all niggas is out here wilding.
Yeah, man.
I think the resale game is kind of going down too. I don't see
it is.
Even Supreme shit don't even be booming like that on the resale. Like,
nah, if it ain't a BOGO or some crazy collab, it got to be like, even BOGOs don't be crazy. But if it ain't a box logo or them, yeah, like a photo tees,
yeah, even or certain some photo tees be like sitting,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
get a good a photo tee for like 150 max, 175. Yeah. Like, it don't even.
I tell you what though, if Max B ever get a photo tee, that shit gonna go up.
Man. Oh man,
and it's gonna be hella people buying it for no reason, like they always do. But that, I need that.
Niggas gonna do some incriminating things to get that Wave God Supreme tee.
Big Avell get a photo tee.
Well, if he get out in April, that might be the hottest tee of the summer, because he's definitely going to do it.
It's going to be on some Gucci shit, because that's what happened with Gucci, right? He came out a couple months later that the tee came out, right?
Yeah, the tee, yeah.
So
I'm still mad I don't got that Gucci tee, man.
Me too.
Yeah.
I ain't got that Nas one either.
I'm mad I don't got that 3 Stacks either. I'm like, man, I'm 3 Stacks.
As soon as I seen the 3 Stacks, I was like, this is a wash. I'm not getting this shirt, bro.
Yeah, I was like, let me just enjoy the promos.
Yeah,
and
let me just enjoy the pictures.
It's over.
I got the tee. I mean, I paid resale, but I paid under $100 for it. So, I missed out. You feel me? I the day I work now, I'm not able to get to my phone or computer in time with Supreme drop. I work that day now. I used to. And I was working nights.
Yeah, Brunel used to be one sending Supreme open niggas like, early on that Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday.
My schedule changed, so I'm working. I miss everything. I miss Palace. Like, I don't even have time to go to the stores like that. To be honest,
why is Palace so hard to get still, man? Like, Palace should be selling out.
I don't know. It depends on what y'all want though, because I think when it comes to jackets, sweats, and all that, hoodies, everything else.
I'm trying to get. Tee always gonna be there, like
tee don't be that crazy. Them hoodies and jackets,
Cause Palace been going too crazy.
Yeah, I like Palace outerwear, so like I like rain jackets and like, you know what I mean, tech shit, sweats. But
yeah, I'm really trying to get my tech bag this year for sure.
You gotta come home, brother, for the fall.
Gorp core. That's what they call it, right? I love that. You don't like that sound, right?
I hear so many dudes on YouTube say that every video. I'm like, dog.
Yeah, nah, it sounds corny, but the way they dress though, that's probably me like 80% of the time, because I don't
I'm gonna be getting some crazy fits off for sure. I'll be like, dog, like, how you put that piece and that piece together in them shoes and it look perfect? It look fire. I'll be like, dog, like, you look like you in the Matrix or something. Like,
nah, for real though. I kind of fuck with I fuck with the essential shit, but I feel like it's kind of getting kind of nasty with the essentials, man. Like,
man,
like run down.
Yeah, and you know,
man, especially when I see people with the sweatshirt and it's like the whole logo is like right there imprinted right there. It's deep essentials. I like, dog, I already know already.
First of all, I'm gonna be real. The thing I used to really like about Fear God is the logo secret, son. Like, you would see it, the logos weren't all over, it wasn't plastered everywhere like it is now.
Yeah.
And Brunel, no, I was on the Fear God shit early, bro.
Yeah,
like, early. Like, shout out to Jerry. But like, the essential shit is just, I don't know, man. Like, it's cool. I like that everybody has access to it now, but like, it's kind of going a little too crazy.
It's because nobody goes. It was your. This is like the new age. What's that? It's like American Apparel type of thing.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
I'm gonna be real. The Fear God sweatsuit.
A minimalist American Apparel.
Man. Fear God sweatsuit is the new Nike Tech, nigga. Like, I see that shit everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Like,
dang, that's crazy. Niggas don't wear Nike Techs like that. Only people I see in Nike Techs is like little niggas, like middle school type.
Yeah,
13-year-old, 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody grown wearing Nike Techs.
And it was a period when this, all you seen was the tech, Nike Tech.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, I just seen Ice on Joe Budden podcast. He had like a dark purple one. I said, ooh.
What, tech?
Okay. Yeah. It was, yeah. I was like, ooh, okay.
That's real hip hop right there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Man, it was like that, what's that dark color purple called? Plum, something like that. It was that color. That I was shit. Like, yeah. Woo.
Yeah, man. Nah, but shout out to that. Since we're talking about fashion, let's talk about Pharrell's fashion and that whole Star Trek era's fashion influence.
Top three.
So I'm going to just start here. Ice cream, nigga. Yo, I'm the ice cream man. Niggas know. I wear hella ice cream still to this day.
Dog, yeah. Like literally, I'm looking at my phone right now. I have so many pictures of Pharrell and different type of ice cream, like outfits, like. Dog, you remember when he had that varsity that had like the big P and the A in the middle?
Yeah.
It was like 1-on-1. I think that was Bape though, but man.
I remember. Dog. Speaking of Bape, I still want that Cuddy Bape jacket. I gotta find that, man. That shit is hard.
And man, I want that's an archive.
I know. And I want the Cuddy one when he was at the 10-year anniversary show. The red and white joint. Mm-hmm. Hard. But for Pharrell shit, man, ice cream, that shit was so influential, man. Even the skate team, like, I still got the DVD over here somewhere. Like, when that shit hit the streets, nigga, crazy.
Man, that intro.
I thought I was Terry Kennedy, bro.
Man, that intro, when he, like, chilling, yeah. leaning on the car, man.
Yeah, man, they got to bring back Ice Cream Skate Team, like, or something, man. Like, but that shit was actually hard.
Because that's when Pharrell... That's when Pharrell was talking crazy. Like, he would just stun on you. Like, he did not care. Nowadays, he like, you know, he on straight dad positive mode. But
that's when he was braggadocious. That's when you kind of seen, like, Tyler, the Creator's last album was, like, very influenced on that. You can hear that facts. Pharrell era. He kind of was sounding like Pharrell. Remember when Pharrell did the Gangsta Grill shit? Like, that era. When he had the NERD, the big NERD chain.
And I think he dropped that before In My Mind, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
I remember that joint had on. What's the joint with Lil Wayne? The Swag International shit? Crazy.
Man, crazy. Wayne.
Yeah, man. That was a good time.
I'll never forget trying to go into the BBC store.
When
it was on Broadway. Yeah, you just wanted to take a New picture. York Black History you just right wanted there. To go upstairs and take a picture. Like, yo, no pictures. Now no you trying to sneak a picture. Man, like.
No pictures. I'm so
I remember I wanted the tattoo, the wealth is of the was it Wealth is of the Heart and Mind, not the pockets?
Yeah, not the pockets. Yeah.
I remember I wanted a tat like that.
Man, I'm so mad I never visit that store. I'm like, I'm just mad. Like,
yeah, man.
I mean, it's still there. Look at the BBC store. It's still there.
It's on Mercer now. It's like right around the corner from Palace. It's right across the street from Palace. If you ever in New York, it's there, but it ain't the same, but it's there.
Yeah, it ain't the same. I want to have that nostalgia feeling when I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, you're like still going to get it in there. Everybody in there nice, you know what I mean? But it's not a release day. Everybody in there.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. People in there is cool.
Yeah, man. But, nah, that store is classic. I remember I went there with Cheyenne one time. Shout out to Cheyenne. He was like, yo, man, we got to go to the city for these BBC sneakers. I'm like, right, my nigga. Like, whatever, man. We go all the way to the city. Then the niggas ain't even have his size, G. I'm like, what you drag me over here? But it was a good experience, man. Shout out to BBC store. I still want a BBC Varsity, like the OG one, like the black and white joint. Like,
man, facts.
The OG type.
You know that shit. You know that shit gotta be like.
I still want one. Bro.
3-4, man, bro.
They be making Varsities now, but it don't. It be like it's some dope ones, but it don't hit the same way like the old ones do.
Yeah, I feel like the new ones be a little busy. Like colorway and shit. I just want the plain black and white helmet, space helmet man logo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I remember I had a snapback. It was like a deep red, like maroon color with the spaceman logo, and it had Wealth on the back. I remember, I'm mad that I
did you get actually, that up or lost it?
No, I sold that.
Oh damn!
I traded it in for like a jacket that I wear like to this day. But it was like
You won then.
Yeah, because, man, the jacket was like, what jacket was it? It was either that NASCAR jacket I got or another jacket. But it was like, because we got this store in Milwaukee called All Goods. Shout out my boy Ali. I was like one of his first customers. I kept coming in like every week to see what he had. And I remember he had, I think, a NASCAR jacket. I think it's my Daytona one. My Daytona NASCAR jacket and something else. And I think the jacket was like 100. And then I said, man, I kept looking at my hats. I'm like, I got to give up one of these that I don't wear. My goofy ass.
Gave up the half of the jacket.
Man, and that was my second time having that maroon Billionaires Boys Club hat because I forgot what happened to the other one. I think I messed it up. So I had bought a new one and I traded it in for that jacket. And the funny shit is I have not wore that jacket really. The other jacket I bought was what other jacket I bought from him? It's this this Carhartt vest that I wear like frequently sometimes in the fall. I wear that more than the NASCAR jacket. So I be thinking sometimes like, damn, I should have kept that. But now I got so many fitteds and like hats now. I'm like, I'm cool.
That's how I be feeling, bro. Like, one thing Billionaire Boys Club got to do, man, y'all got to put back out the New Era fitted, G. Yo, that
for was real.
I should have bought so many more. Like, I have a few, but G, bring them back, G. Bring them back. I need them, bro. I need more, bro. I should have bought them. Because I got the thing is, an internet secret is the Billionaires Boys Club cell section is probably one of the greatest cell sections in the history of the internet.
Yeah.
You get some shit in there, bro.
If you find your size, you gonna hit some gold, strike some gold.
Yeah, bro. I be having all the Japanese neighborhood shit to be for the LO on the south. That's where I get all my shit from, bro. But yeah, man. Shout out to Pharrell, influence, and we can't talk about fashion Pharrell not talking about the ice cream sneakers, man. Classic. Hit the streets like ice crack. Cream
sneakers. This time, my first skater.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. Classic, man. I still got mine. Y'all know I didn't know the story of mine. I still got mine. Dead stock, niggas.
Well, yo, I got my shit so separated, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
This shit got some talking to you.
We're gonna bring them back.
Man, shout out to Chrissy though, because I was with her one day and she was looking at a pair and she I think she had copped. And I was like, yo, you know what? I've been looking for a long time a pair too. So I went on, I think I was on Depop and I found my pair. So she kind of inspired me to get a pair of my size ASAP. I'm like, nah, I see a size right now. I'm copping this. But then I wore it once. A couple months later, I checked it and the sole was separate. I was like, we'll see what happens. I might have to let it go, but at least I got a wear out of it. You feel me?
Yeah, that's all that matters. At least, you know what I mean? At least you got a wear out of it. But yeah, man.
Yeah, my boy Matt, he be collecting the ice cream sneakers still. So I'm gonna have to one day be like, hey yo, bro, let me buy one of these off you.
My goal is to buy all the ones I wanted when I was younger and just get them now. Like,
man,
we'll find them. I got my pair for $50 on eBay back in the day.
Yo, that shit probably worth like $300 now. I seen a pair somebody was trying to sell for like $400 dead stock. That's but crazy. I know that shit not wearable. It's that shit like 15 years old, man.
Type shit. I got my shit ready.
Corner real fast, and them shits is gonna crack.
Word. I might bust
one day,
out my
one night out, and it's over.
I might bust them out for my birthday though.
For your birthday, you better bring an extra pair. Bring an extra pair of shoes just in case. I'm telling you.
Type shit. Type shit, man.
You do like 100 steps, and that might be it.
Back his shoe gonna get to talking like he gonna try to say something.
Nah, 100%. All right, so we're gonna take a break. We're gonna play a few more songs, and then we're gonna come back and chop it up, my boy Don, man. This is SSID roll calls, man. Roll calls. Roll call shit, my fault. But yeah. Alright. So now we're gonna come in. We're gonna talk about our resolutions and we're gonna get up out of here, brothers.
I got a list.
This nigga Don sounding like a natural.
No word. Yo, Evan, be careful on your birthday, man. Don, I might cop two tickets for Ari Lennox because she's performing the day of his birthday. If he wanna do that, we down. So you may not have to move around too much.
That's what I'm saying.
We if we walking from Fifth Ave to Seventh Ave or some shit, so
I'm a Segway, bro.
Is long in Manhattan, bro.
I'm renting a Segway, bro. We going.
We getting
the. Yeah, I gotta see what I'm gonna do for my birthday, cause I know I got like content planned. Like I got the digital gallery coming at the beginning of the month. Then I'm bringing back the love playlist, and then I got a birthday playlist coming on my birthday.
That's right.
So
yeah, maybe I should do that too. I should definitely drop a birthday playlist.
Yeah, it's called because you know one of my nicknames now is Magnificent. So I put it's just the C without the G. So I just put that in there. I'm gonna get some of this shit copyrighted because somebody one day gonna be like, damn, that's a fire name. Let me copyright it. So I gotta copyright that shit. But
yeah,
the playlist, birthday playlist is gonna be called Magnificent Day. And then the love playlist, Evan, I know you be telling me like shoring down your playlist, but that's like the one playlist.
This nigga Don playlist will be like 2 days long.
Yo, I'm really at like 180 sun songs on that playlist.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to get to 200 and then I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. Sure, I'm like, all right, we're done.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Like, nigga, I don't care if this is an amazing classic song. You're done.
You gotta treat that shit like NFL training camp. You better make some cuts, nigga. Right. Cut it down, nigga.
Man. Right.
Y'all boys ready to finish up?
Yes, sir. I gotta find out what my resolutions are. I think I got a few.
I just made a list called 2023 Mindset. That's what I got.
Okay, that works.
All right, go ahead.
Back in here. Roll Call FM, SSID, my boy Burns, Van Red in the building. You feel me? We still here with my boy Don Audrey, man. Don, thank you so much for rocking out with us.
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me.
That's love.
Y'all know
been
how
a long time coming.
Man, yes, you know, sir. Y'all know how we rocking, man.
Sorry for the wait.
We talk every day. So yeah. I was like, man, it's a new year. Let's do some shit
start
right
the right way. You know what I mean? You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Stop ducking the fade, like I said earlier.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Steve the Stoner.
Gentlemen, Milwaukee legend.
Man.
Don, is that your OG?
No. Steve the Stoner, OG? Listen, y'all. Everybody who's listening, this is a PSA. I'm not related to that man. Listen, I don't know that man. I never seen this man in person, ever linked up with this man. But he got the city on fire right now.
Yeah, they going three crazy. Fire. He going three crazy. Y'all see the start of it. But before we get up out of here, we're going to leave our resolutions for this year. You know, shit we trying to work on. Shit we trying to, you know what I mean? So I'm going to just go around. We're going to start with you, Don. Then we're going to circle the Burns. And then we're going to come back to me.
Okay, so my
mind. What's your resolutions?
My bad, y'all. But my mindset this year is to really be consistent with my evolution as a person in the creative. Like, I know last year was like a trying year because y'all know, some of y'all know my dad passed at the end of 2021, and I knew within the new year I wasn't gonna be fully focused as I wanted to be, so I gave all last year like just to heal from it, because I really don't want to talk about my pods, but let me open it up a little bit about it since we own the pod. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dad didn't really have the greatest relationship. Like, I haven't seen the man since like I was 1 year old, and it's like a whole situation with my mom moving back. My grandma got sick, all that blah 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 stuff. But when I got older, we used to talk a lot on the phone, and when he passed, it was kind of like a moment where I was like, okay. Now I really got to do man shit. Like, yeah. I think Joe Budden said on the Angela Lee podcast, "You're not a man until your dad passes," and it resonated with me real deeply. So I used last year to heal. I was still doing creative stuff. Dropped the album cover. Did a couple Kid at Heart Hearts. If y'all know what that is, that's like a dump for just an Inside of My World series I made. And some other stuff, but I wasn't really consistent as I wanted to be. And I knew this year in 2023 was going to be the most important year for me as a creator to be more consistent. So I want to be more present within Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, collaborate with other creatives, experiment more with my art and my style. And just don't overthink a lot, because I got a bad habit of overthinking a lot. And overthinking only leads to unfortunate events and situations that you don't want in life. So, and lastly, travel, because you know your boy will touch down in New York real soon, guys.
Yes, real soon. Sir.
We gonna do it big. Yes, sir.
Well, Master Flex.
Get your fits ready.
Yo.
Get your fits ready, ladies. I will be outside.
Yeah, man. You got to come through.
With Barnes and Rios. Hopefully, Rios don't get me in trouble. Okay,
y'all. Yeah, I don't know.
Think about that. But,
no. Shout out
to Rios,
but yeah, for sure. My last revolution for this year is just to travel, because I need to open up my mind and my eyes to new things and new areas and atmospheres that we see in this American soil. So, yeah.
Nah, that's love, man. That's love. I did some great resolutions, man.
That's good.
Appreciate you, Burns.
You know, regular, I guess, cliche shit, right? Get your mind right, body right, money right. Hopefully just I could help people more, you know, these next few years. I mean, I always want to help people, but these next few years or so, I might be able to have enough time and money to help people more. So, yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah,
that's real, man. I think that's some good resolutions right there. For me, it's just all about community, you know, tapping in community and just, you know, that's kind of like the reason why we've gone as far as we have, like post-pandemic, you know. The only reason we've gone through these situations is because of community, you know, uplifting each other, helping each other, reaching out to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, even certain things that might be minor, you just might need a laugh, you know, or somebody to talk to. That's why the community is so important. And I just want to fully focus on embracing that this year, man. Everybody.
Facts.
I love you niggas. I love everybody that listens to this podcast. I love everybody
who listens
to this podcast. I love all you niggas, man.
That's a fact.
I love niggas.
I love y'all, man. We gotta stay together. We gotta build.
Exactly.
We gotta love one another.
No black division this year, man. You know what I'm saying?
No black division.
Yeah, but once again, Don, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you, my brother. You know, it's an open door policy. Anytime you want to come on here or house calls or whatever.
Man, y'all gonna
always hear my voice
more often, y'all.
That's a fact.
I got the mic now, so I can't really duck the fade, and I think I sound real good in this mic.
It's
so.
Kind of crispy, brother. I ain't gonna lie.
I might have to get one because I don't know where the other one at.
Yeah, facts. It's all good though, man. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to Roll Call FM. We're gonna holler at y'all. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.